morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, podcast number 97, morning connection podcast number 97. You made this a part of your day, a daily discipline, your ritual to feed your mind with this type of stimulating thought. Thoughts that lead to actions. Actions on a consistent basis and over enough time get you to those things in life that you really, really want. Right now, I am going through my personal, the top 10 best lessons that I've learned in my life, and I'm counting them down from 10 to number one. But before I kind of review the lessons so far and talk about today's lesson, lesson number four, I want to thank you for doing this for yourself. You are one of the few. Yesterday I talked about, you know, who are you going to identify if just this round thrown out number that one out of 10 people succeed, that thing in life that you really want, 10 people try, 9 people fail, right? And if you just look at the odds, why even try? You've got to believe in yourself. You got to generate the courage, the balls, the risk, the skill set, the mental and emotional flexibility, the tenacity to believe that you're going to be the one out of the 10 before you even begin. And then go on that journey, all the ups and downs and all arounds to actually become that one out of 10. You're just by you listening to this podcast, this is a quality. It's a characteristic. It's an action of the one. So you're already in this company of winners, movers, and shakers, right? So this is the first step. It's one of the steps. So I congratulate you for that. And thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me and the things that I have to say, finding value in my thoughts and opinions, and listening to me to stimulate that thought for you to enhance your life, listening to my stories. I'm sure that got some good stories in there. I've got some boring stories in there and some stories that make you think, what does this have to do with it, right? You're taking the time to listen to me. I appreciate that. I take this rule very seriously. That's why I've shown up for you 97 days in a row with this Morning Connection podcast, in addition to all the things that I do to help you become the very best that you can be, both inside and outside of the gym, to become the total package, to make your man formation. I've told you about all my ups and downs and all arounds, and regardless of what it seems like on the outside, because you're really into muscle, right, and training, and you see I've accomplished a lot of stuff in that area. You know, I've been transparent. I've told you all the things that I've messed up and the imbalances and the decisions that I made that made me so great in one area that really caused deficiencies in other areas. And I'm doing all this compensation and to balance it all out, right? I've shared that with you because I'm that committed to using my life experiences. I told you about that driving down Seattle, that road in Seattle, 5 o'clock in the morning in the dark. And one of the few days it wasn't raining there. And man, I was just at a low point in my life. And the irony was that I had just won the Team Universe National Championship in the shape of my life, right? And it was just a couple months, you know, after that. And I just said to myself, I'm going to use these experiences, this pain to help other people. I'm not going to take on all this pain and just use it just for myself. The more people I can share these painful experiences with, so when they're going through them themselves, they'll say, wow, you know what? This maybe isn't so bad because Skip, this guy I respect, where he's been, where he's going, what he's done, he felt this way too. Maybe it'll take a little edge off that pain for you. And maybe realize that maybe there's nothing wrong with you. That's the way it really works, where, you know, in this world you see people succeed and you just think that, man, they've got this charmed life. What's wrong with me? I don't have that charmed life either. So I just took it upon myself that, you know, I wasn't going to waste all this pain just on me. I was going to share it with the world, right? And it's interesting because, you know, you look at all the coaches and gurus and successful people now with social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and man, everybody's putting on this big show how awesome their life is. You know, they really accentuate all their success. And, you know, you have to be somewhat successful to inspire people. And I understand that. You know, at the same time, you know, people get so hurt by, you know, all the haters that they get while they show their magnificent life, they can't understand it. You know, part of the reason why they can't understand it is they know that everything that they've done well, that it costs them a price. You may not know the price that it costs them, but they know the price. So they're very proud of their accomplishment. And when they first start showing all the great stuff they have, all the great places that they go, all the great people they're hanging around, you know, you encourage them, you stroke them, you congratulate them, you admire them, you tell them how awesome they are, you lift them up. And then what happens is when people feel that gap between you and them is too wide, right? People have to, in their mind, they have to, you know, shorten that gap. They don't mind respecting you, admiring you to a certain extent. But once they feel that gap is too high between you and them, and you're putting it in their face of how great you are and all these things that you accomplish, people just look at other people as a mirror, a reflection of themselves. And so, you know, these coaches, gurus, celebrities that are just, you know, showing how awesome their life is, and they know their life isn't that awesome, right? Or they paid a significant price to have these awesome things, right? They can't understand how they're making other people, you know, look at their lives and say, wow, my life is nothing like theirs. Let's start hating on them. Let's start picking on the holes in their life and really, you know, talking about that, reminding that, asking them about these crappy areas of their life. You know, they want to bring you down when they feel that gap is too big between you and them because it makes them feel worse about their situation, like there's something wrong with them. Now, again, you have to kind of show how awesome you are, I guess, to have admirers, right? But at the same time, I mean, this is the approach that I take, you know, because I want to let you know about the price that I pay, right? Imbalance, you know, and it isn't because I don't want to have haters. I don't really care about that because I understand that you just look at me and my life as a reflection of you and how you can have a better body, how you can make your man formation, how you can take risk and boldly and confidently talk on podcasts or on YouTube videos or whatever it is you see in me. You just want to take that for yourself and use it as inspiration, a path from point A to point B. I realize I'm just a vehicle. I'm just a tool to bring a higher quality to your life. That's what I'm here for, right? So those are some things you need to understand. So that's why I throw in all the pain, so you realize, you know, what it took me to get here and how I'm still paying the price for being great in other areas, right? Because I'm concerned about you. I want you to understand this process. And I know with social media, with everybody just presenting their life to be so amazing, I look at people's lives on Facebook and I go, Jesus, how do they have the money or the time or how does this all work out? It looks so amazing from what I see. Well, you know, like I said, you know, whatever things that you find amazing, I want to balance that out with the real picture for you. And, you know, my ego isn't so big that, you know, I can't share my pains with you. I'll tell you this, though. You know, the more and more I'm getting into my book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, man, I'm really starting to understand myself a lot more. And the pain that I've gone through, you know I've shared a lot of things with you, but you're going to find out a lot of things about me in this book that you never heard on all these 50 hours of me talking on a podcast. And I'll tell you, a lot of them, some of them, you know, I'm really keeping close to the chest. I mean, I don't really feel comfortable, you know, with everything, right? And there's some things that I'm just kind of realizing now. Like I'm going, how, and especially when I compare it to where I am now and the emotions that I'm feeling now, it's like, I don't know how these things that happened to me at 21 or 22, the pain that I suffered and experienced, I really don't know how I made it through it. If I, you know, I may seem calm and cool and understanding of people and their challenges, whatever, now, I'll tell you this, of some of the things, I can think of one thing in particular. If it happened to me now, in my situation, some things that happened to me like when I was 22, I would not be all calm and cool. I'll tell you something. I would not be calm and cool. So, you know, how I dealt with it, man, I look back and I go, wow. You know, I don't think I could deal with it as well now as I did back then. And that all shaped me in becoming who I am, that pain. And you know, that's what I'm going to, you know, talk about today is this whole journey. That's really today's lesson, and it does tie in. Again, I do all of this in addition to these values that I created, this mission that I created. I really do all of this to reciprocate your tremendous support of Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. That's my business. When I set this microphone down 7 days a week for these last, you know, 4 or so years, been really building my business and, you know, going through the grind, going through the challenges, going through the stress, going through the victories by getting all your support. You guys love and Mass Machine Nutrition. I just really appreciate your support. I want you to get to know the person who's producing those supplements that you actually put into your body. You get a chance to know the man who is making the key decisions. So thank you so much for your support of Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. And like I always do, so much respect for my Results University students and my one-on-one coaching students. Those people who really, really are doing what it takes to go to the next level, right? Go to skiplacour.com, check out Results University, and also check out my one-on-one coaching if you want to become one of those people who get in this select group. So again, counting down the top 10 best lessons that I've learned throughout my life in these Morning Connection podcasts as I work towards podcast number 100, where we will have spent 100 days together every single day. You know, boy, I didn't know that I would have so many stories that that I could tie in. And, you know, this was really stretching myself. And, you know, I'm amazed, you know, how much I can think of it and share with you. And I'm glad that you're finding value in it. And really, I'm kind of impressed that it's coming as easily as it is. Here we are in podcast number 97. If you would have, you know, when I started this off, I was thinking I would have 5 or 10 minute podcasts. And I really didn't know where it was going. I just jumped right in, which is a lesson in life, right? But if you would have said, okay, you're going to talk for at least a half an hour a day for the next 100 days, you have to say something compelling, something interesting, something that brings value, right? So get after it. I don't know if I would have been able to say, oh, well, I'll show up every single day and I'll have something to say and I'll be in a energetic mood and to stand and deliver. I don't know if I would have been able to say that I could have taken that on. So I'm glad I just jumped right in there and I've done that. So let's go over the lessons. 10 counting down to number one. In podcast, Morning Connection podcast number 91, I talked about you must get in close proximity to the level of success that you really want. You got to get around those people in those situations so you see it, hear it, and feel it. It takes on a whole new level of understanding than just reading it off the internet. Podcast number 92, number 9, when you really become the great person you say you are, you will magically start being in the company of really great people just like you. Morning Connection podcast number 93, number 8, take on as much stress as humanly possible, as often as possible, to create the life that you really want. Morning Connection podcast number 94, lesson number 7. If people aren't treating you the way you want them to treat you, take a good, long, hard look at yourself first. Morning Connection podcast number 95, lesson 6. Balance in life can only be determined by you and measured in longer time periods. Balance in life can only be determined by you and be measured in longer time periods. Morning Connection podcast number 96. If you aren't getting the results in life that you really want, reconsider how you currently evaluate risk. All right, which leads us to number 4 here in Morning Connection podcast number 97. And that is, real happiness comes from appreciating the awesome person you become while earning and accomplishing the things and not the things. All right, so real happiness, that real emotion that we're all searching for, comes from the appreciation, sucking it all in. That's why we do our morning rituals, our discipline of making you think about what you appreciate in you and in life, right? By asking you, what was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was your cool moment of the day? That appreciation. So real happiness comes from the appreciation of the awesome person you become while earning and accomplishing the things, not the things, right? And I say earning for a reason. Okay, you got to become an awesome person to have the awesome things. It's directly proportional. If you're not getting the things in life that you really want, and you want these awesome things, and you're not getting them, it's one of two things, right? Either you're doing a lot of things right, so to speak, and you just haven't given enough time, right? That's going to be one of the lessons. Got so many lessons. How they're going to, because this lesson today, this could be number one easily, right? It may not be enough time. You haven't given yourself enough time. Or, which is probably true in my case, most of the time looking back and probably looking forward. You know, I am not awesome enough. I haven't become that awesome enough person to actually earn, to deserve the awesome things in life that I really want, right? Now, someone would say, oh man, that's a negative outlook. You've got to feel that you're awesome, you know? Man, you don't have good self-esteem if you're not awesome enough to have that big house, that successful business, a loving family, and all the comforts and options. Man, I'm awesome enough. Yeah, look, just because I realize that if I'm not getting the things in life that I really want, maybe I don't have the skill set yet. And if those are awesome things, see, I believe that I'm using this loose percentage, you know, 1 out of 10 people are happy in life. If you just look around, they'll probably admit that to you, right? They're really happy at the level they want. And that may even be stretching it. So that means 9 people are unhappy, are still trying to figure this out. So if you just look at the masses on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and all the comments, those are the comments of, most of the comments are from the 9 that are not happy or are trying to figure it out. So you hear their quotes and what they say, their observations about, I don't know, the local news, national news, international news, what they think of what's possible, what's not possible. You need to remember, you got to be able to differentiate, is this the 1 talking or is this the 9 talking? Because most of the time it's going to be the 9 talking. And it really becomes this blind leading the blind. And don't look by how many likes they get or how many times someone retweets, you know, something that said, some statement, some, you know, declaration of how life is supposed to be lived. You know, don't go by likes or retweets, because there's 9 people who are still struggling, figuring it out. Or they've just, or have determined that they're not going to be happy and they're sitting there, right? So in that 9, there aren't aggressive people like us who are really trying to become like the 1 out of 10. There's people who have quit and have accepted that their fate in life, right? So a lot of popularity, likes, and retweets, you know, there's so many times I hear, you know, like I said, I've got my Facebook pages, and man, through the pages that I have, I mean, there must be like 20,000 now or more fitness people, right? At all different levels, right? The people who have really achieved at a high level, the level that I want to achieve, I have achieved, or beyond. There's, you know, but that may be like the one. And so you got all the nine out of the 20,000 people sharing their ideas of what is possible, what's not possible, the right way to look at not just fitness, but in life. You know, and I'll tell you, I consider when it comes to fitness, I am one of those one because of I earned that. Not just through my 10,000 hours and all the years, but a lot of persistence, dedication, but because also going through all the pain and all the suffering and all the sacrifice and imbalance that I share with you. I've earned that, right? Being one of the one. And I'll tell you, you know, I could get on there every single day and someone says something and it has all the likes. I can sit there and debate that point. I could say, you know, that's not the way that it works. I could do that all day long if I wanted to on Facebook. But I know I don't have enough time. They're not going to listen to my podcast to really explain it. I can really sell them on what I mean. And hey, come over to the one. You're in the nine right now. You know, it's not going to work that way. I'm just telling you, a lot of the information that you're being fed, it's coming from the nine and not the one. So don't go by likes or popularity. That's not going to get you there, right? So you're working to earn all of this, right? You're working to have the awesome things. It isn't a matter that I'm not confident or I've got low self-esteem. If I don't have the awesome things yet, I haven't learned the distinctions that those who have them, that they have an awesome mindset, an awesome skill set. And it's just, I need to accept that, right? If I just accept that, it doesn't, the person I am, that's not the point. It's what I need to do to have, to accomplish, to achieve those things. That isn't awesome yet. You know, it isn't about me. It's about what I do every single day, what the actions that I take. That skill set isn't awesome yet if I don't have the things, the awesome things in life that I really want, if I haven't accomplished the awesome things. You know, it's not about me personally. It's about a strategies of thinking and a strategy of doing. That's disconnected from you in a way, right? So that's why I say, you know, I have no problem admitting that, you know, if I don't have the awesome things in life right now, then I haven't done the awesome things to earn it. And that, I'll tell you what, it's probably, I'm pretty darn sure that if you're sitting there thinking you're so awesome and everything you do is awesome, but you can't achieve awesome things, it's got to be some frustration built up. You know, that means people are holding you down. People are screwing you. You can't get a break, whatever, because here you are so awesome, yet you don't have the awesome experiences, achievements, you know, and the material things that you really, really want. You know, all of us, and you know, the whole purpose of this Morning Connection podcast is because we're all striving for more in life. If you're the type of person to listen to a Morning Connection podcast like this, then you're striving for more. You know, and don't assume that everybody's like you. You should be very proud of yourself for being that type of person who is striving for more. So what are we striving for more? For accomplishments. Right? You know, you see on Facebook, I mean, so many people, they'll put Joe Blow, IFBB Pro, or whatever, or ABC Pro, or whatever, right? That's what I see in my fitness circles. You know, that is an accomplishment that they're very proud of, makes them, you know, happy. Achievements, same type of thing. It could be being a college graduate, you can own your own company, again, bodybuilding champion, whatever it is. So those accomplishments and achievements we're striving for, right? Physical body, obviously, a lot of people in this circle here, either, you know, you have this great body that you work for and you want to take to the next level, or you're at the beginning of this journey and maybe you got into my circles because you wanted to go, you know, on that journey, right? So that would make us happy. A physical body, more muscle, less body fat, have shredded abs, right? Be more physically attractive. You know, experiences is what we're striving for more of. You know, it could be, you know, travel, experiencing, seeing things in the world, the actual thrill of winning a contest or getting a personal record in the gym, a promotion at your job. You know, what it feels like to experience those kind of things. Of course, the material possessions, you know, a lot of, especially in our Western culture, you know, the things like the big house and the fancy cars, nice clothes, purchases, jewelry, whatever those material things may be to whoever, whatever it could be. I don't know, it could be owning your own shore horse. material things, right? That's what a lot of people are striving for. And of course, there's the emotion, like love and connection, comfort in life, you know, not so much stress. You know, the pride, self-confidence, right? All those emotions. Those are all the things that we're all striving for more. But the bottom line is you can wrap all those things up in one big bundle and get those things in life that you really, really want. They would probably fall in those categories. But the bottom line is you want to be happy. You want the feeling of being happy. You've just decided that those things will make you happy. And now you're on this journey to actually make them happen. Sometimes it's frustrating. I'll never have those things, so therefore I'll never be happy. Right? Or I'm well on my way to those things and I am feeling happy because it's getting closer. Or, you know, for some people, they'll wait all the way to the end and when they have those things, they accomplish that IFBB Pro card or that trophy, that contest. They have those six-pack abs. They live in that big house. They start that business. They have that girlfriend, right? Then that's the signal to be happy, right? We're all, you know, on this journey. But the bottom line is just being happy. See, this is the thing. This is the thing, and this will come up in the last few lessons here. Is that everybody's wired differently. Everybody has this plan, this individual set of circumstances that they're working towards to make them happy, right? No matter how crazy it is to you, everybody's on their own path trying to figure it out. It's really, you know, important to understand that. You'll be able to get along with people and people won't frustrate you so much if you can understand that about other people. It's also important to think about, you know, how you're setting up the game. Is it easy for you to win? Or is it challenging for you to win? You know, let's just talk about bodybuilding and training. You know, people would see my brother, hey, LaCour. Hey, do you know Skip LaCour? That's, you know, this champion, you know, bodybuilder back at the time. And they go, wow, that's your brother? Oh, I can see the genetics. Man, you've got a great body. My brother, back when he played college baseball, he didn't work out, but they called him Mr. Anatomy, right? And he got the people recognizing his genetic or saying that he had a great body and he didn't even work out, right? That made him happy, right? He had other things in life that he was striving for, been married for over 20 years, two great kids, both playing college sports, one's college baseball, one's playing, you know, college volleyball in New York City, right at this time. You know, his business, his career, you know, those are the things that he worked for that made him happy. That was his combination, not the whole bodybuilding thing like me. So it was very easy to make him feel good about his body. All you had to do was ask him if he was related to Skip LaCour and then talk about his genetics, right? Now, let's just talk about me. Man, I have to keep on driving. One more rep, five more pounds. This contest, national champion, this type of condition, striated glutes, right? For me to be happy by my physical appearance, I made it a lot more challenging, you know, in my mind to get that feeling, right? His was really easy. But the bottom line is, you know, he was just as happy as with his body in that particular, you know, subsection of life, what he focused on. He was just as happy with his body as me when someone said that to him as I was winning all these contests and being on stage. Which one took a lot more work? Which one was more a lot more challenging, you know, to earn that feeling of happiness, right? His method of, you know, what it took, his formula to make him happy about his body was a lot more easier to achieve than mine. Now, does that make it right or does that make it wrong? Again, I'm not putting any judgment or value of what people should or shouldn't do. Neither should you. It's just you need to understand people, what makes them happy. You know, I was talking to my wife just the other day, and we talk about our goals and where we're going a lot of time. And I pose a question, something like, well, what would have to happen for you to feel happy, comfortable, however I put it, right? And she listed these very ambitious goals. At the same time, they were goals that really aren't going to probably happen for 3 to 5 years of a lot of work about earning it, becoming this person, growing, stretching, you know, becoming more mentally, emotionally flexible by taking action for a, you know, consistent period of time, really become an awesome person, which is really the point of this podcast, right? And I said, well, that's awesome. I said, but you can't put the signal in your brain that I will feel, you know, comfort, happiness, accomplishment, whatever those good feelings, happy, which it could just, you know, come down to. It's probably not healthy to make that I will be happy when, and it's something 5 years from now, right? So up until that happens, right, then you're stressed, you're frustrated, you're still grinding. Well, there are many things that you can do to feel happy and accomplish it on your way towards that, something that may not be accomplished for 5 years. So it's important how you set up the game. We know the goal is happiness, but what has to happen in order for you to feel that happiness? Is that really fair to you? Is that going to make your, you know, challenge? Is it going to make your experience of life, the journey, is going to make it really frustrating and challenging and hard and really prolonged? Or is it going to be something really easy like my brother, right? You know, you got to find what it is for you. But the bottom line, doesn't matter if it's hard, easy, short, long, involved, not so long. You know, the bottom line for everybody is just to be happy. So you got to think about that, you know, for you. I am sure there are things in your life that you got this very determined, complicated man. You got to step up and therefore you'll be happy. And I'm sure there's areas of your life that, if you're like me, that you're happy with it. But if you really wanted to focus on that area, there's nothing really to be happy about there. If you're to really be happy, to not be satisfied, then you would have to put a lot more work. But it doesn't matter to you. You're happy. You're okay with that, right? And, you know, look, I'm not a guy who's, I don't think at this point, man, I'm still driving for more. I know that I'll be doing that, you know, for the rest of my life. So I'm not saying, well, I am so awesome. I'm Skip. Look at all these things I've accomplished. Now, let me tell you what it's like to live at the top of the hill, right? I'm not that guy. But I think that I've lived a lot of life experience and I've accomplished enough things, you know, to realize that it's not the thing. It's not the house, it's not the body, it's not the trophy, it's not the accomplishment that really makes you happy. You know, it's that person you had to, you know, you lost sleep on, you had to step up. You went through the ups and the downs and you bounced back and then you got kicked in your ass again. And then you bumped up and then you found a way and you felt like giving up. But then somebody came into your life, like this Skip LaCour guy, and showed you the way. And then you went on a roll and up, back, 10,000 hours. And then boom, you have this accomplishment. It's all that grind. That is the person you become. You're tougher. You're emotionally and mentally more flexible. You have a skill set. You've earned all of those things. And now you have the accomplishment, the material thing. You know, I was talking to my wife the other day. I mean, we got this great time in our lives. We don't have all the things. We've got this ambitious goal. Maybe you've seen the dream board with me standing in front of our daughter, Brooklyn. Man, we don't have a lot of those, all of those things that are on the board quite yet. But we feel we're well on our way. And we're stretching ourselves to become the type of people who can earn those type of things, right? But I told her, I said, we were just sitting in our living room in our, you know, where we are right now. And I said, you know, we're going to look back on this time and realize that these are some of the happiest days of our life, don't you? And she, you know, realized that with everything, how hard we work, how goal-oriented we are, everything that we want to have that's so far beyond where we are now, we can appreciate that, man, it's this. It's the dreaming, it's the thinking, it's the stretching ourselves. It's about the ups and downs and all around. This person, these people that we're becoming, this is where the happiness is derived. And for that moment in time, we just realized it. You know, it's that person that you become, you know, that's, you know, and if you really want to break down, it goes to that, you know, that trite but true saying, you know, it's the journey, it's not the destination. And I heard that a lot of times, I really didn't know what that meant. But for me, and maybe this brings more clarity to you, maybe you've heard that saying so many times that it doesn't mean anything to you. You know, at least in my part of the world, you know, when you went to a construction site or there was some type of danger, they always use those orange signs, right? Orange flags, orange signs. You know, but what happened was that everybody got used to those, right? And so it meant nothing. It just went to the subconscious mind. People weren't viewing that as something to slow down. Danger may be ahead. You got to be careful here because they were so used to the orange. And so internationally, it seems like definitely in my part of the world, it turned to the neon green yellow, right? Now this means danger, a new fresh look because people, they heard it so much. They saw it so much, right? Well, you know, sometimes all these quotes and everything that you hear that are trite but true, you know, you've heard it so many times it has no meaning. So, you know, my little spin that might bring more clarity, that might help it jump out at you more, may have more meaning, is, you know, it's not the thing. It's not the house. It's not the home. It's not the car. It's not the jewelry. You know, it's not even the awesome wife, right? It's not the abs. It's not the muscle. It's not the business. It's really, man, you dreamed this goal that was so big, and you said to yourself, who the hell am I to think that I can accomplish, man? But you kept on going through ups and downs and all arounds. And now you're just, remember I used that analogy, you're Pac-Man? You've taken on so much stress. You learned so much skills. You've had so much resilience. You've had so much tenacity. And you walk around, yeah, that's me. That's the feeling that you want. That's the feeling that you're after. That's why during this Morning Connection podcast, I make you appreciate those things along the way. So you're not, keep that hunger. You got to keep on striving for those high goals and those things. Those things, you know, if you look at me, look, I really appreciate the national championships that I won. You know, if you've listened to me enough, you can kind of see, like, I have these maybe mixed feelings about becoming this 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder and everything that came along with it. Sometimes I kind of say, guys, you know, that came with a price. And at the same time, I say, yeah, that's me. Because there is. There's nothing in life has all good and no bad, right? And I do have that type of relationship with it. But I'll tell you this, is that when I was done competing, and I can tell you so many situations where, you know, I guess, you know, a lot of people, my friends, they talk about certain charisma, where you attract certain situations or people. You know, I mean, I've had young guys, like guys who I mentor, like where, I don't know, like 22, 25 and meet for coffee. They would say, well, Skip, the reason why is because you look this way, you're a bodybuilder, you're unique looking with the bald head and the goatee or whatever. They would have it all rationalized, you know, out that these are the reasons why you have this certain charisma or attract this, you know, trying to figure it out, right? You know, I firmly believe is, you know, all that person I become, all that pain, all that sacrifice, all those driving down the road in Seattle with my heart in my stomach and rocks in my stomach, right? As well as standing on stage as the overall champion or looking in Iron Man magazine at a 12-page spread. Man, so much work went into that. So much pain, sacrifice, suffering, so many victories, you know, went into that, okay, that they don't have to know that I accomplished things because I know it. I am proud of the person who I've become to withstand, you know, all the suffering and the pain and the sacrifice and being able to experience that. It's in my head. They don't know why I'm walking around with confident body language. You know, have you ever seen somebody that, you know, they don't look like much, right? And to think, who the hell does that guy think he is? I don't get it. Why does he have so much confidence? Because he knows. He is proud of the person he became. You don't know his challenges or his journey or what he's so proud of, but he knows it. That's why he's walking that way. That's why he throws off that energy. That's what you want to be. You know, everybody doesn't have to see it or know it. You just have to know it, right? And it's the person that you become, not actually having those things, right? So, man, just got to remember that and something that I keep in mind. Now, I'll tell you is that, you know, I really admire my mother. You know, a lot of times you'll see me, you know, post this quote that says, success is creating the biggest gap between where you start and where you finish, right? So, you know, it doesn't matter, like, if you, I don't know, have a lot of money and things, or you win some contest because of great genetics, right? You started off so high, then maybe you put in a little work and maybe you're a little higher. I mean, that gap would be relatively small. Same thing if you start off with a lot of money and you made just a little bit more, right? You know, what's really the most impressive is when you were penniless. Maybe you even owed money and you turned it into great wealth. The gap between where you started and where you finished is huge. That maybe you didn't have the greatest genetics in the world. Maybe you were overweight, but you found a way and you created this outstanding body. It may not even be the best body in your even in your local gym, but the gap that you created from where you start to where you finish is so huge. That's what success is really, you know, all about. And so, you know, I admire, you know, my mother so much because of the challenge that she had. I mean, just some really challenging situations growing up. And then that's went into her young adulthood. And a lot of it, you know, created some situations that I'm, you know, dealing with. But you know what? Man, the gap that she created from where she is now, from where she, it's just in the her children, the gap is tremendous. Even though there's tons of people who are in better situations than this and that, you know, and you can focus on what people don't have, but the gap that she created was, you know, gigantic. You know, this morning, so it's Saturday morning, I'm sleeping in a little with my wife in Brooklyn. And so, you know, she's sleeping in her own bed now. But so I got up really early and, you know, I took the baby and I was rocking her and fed her a little early this morning. But then we went back to bed. And so, you know, instead of putting her back into her bed, you know, I put her in our bed in between my wife and I. And we had her close. I mean, man, I can't tell you how much I cherish this time, right? And so, you know, my wife's just the greatest wife and loving mother. I've seen this scenario so many times where she's laying in bed with my daughter. But this now, so we had our daughter in between us, right? And my wife was close to her face while she was sleeping in the middle of us. And I was, her head was faced towards my wife. And I just kind of had my whole face, my mouth, kind of resting on the back of her head. I can feel her wispy hair on my lips while I was breathing, sleeping. And, you know, all of us were, you know, mostly sleeping. And I was thinking, wow, I mean, and, you know, I'm not saying, hey, cry for me or anything like that, but I am positive in my life that I've never had my natural parents calm, cool, collected, loving in that situation. That I've never felt that emotion in my life. And I was thinking, wow. And this will come up in, you know, these final few lessons is that, man, look, and it goes back to something I said on an earlier podcast, how billionaire Warren Buffett said that the key to success in life is have two loving parents that love you unconditionally. I mean, God, I can't tell you how true that is. That could be a life lesson all by itself, especially if you want to take on the responsibility of having children and a family and why it's so important for you to stay connected, pick the right person and stay with that person, go through all the challenges. In the same way you go through all the challenges with your physique, you're determined to make it work, right? I just thought that, wow, you know, what did I have to, you know, where did I start, you know, to, what did I have to overcome? I know I've never felt anything close to that feeling that Brooklyn is feeling right now at almost 3 months, right, ever. And what if I did? And I was so happy that I could provide that, you know, for her. I'm thinking, what a leg up. I'm going to remember what Warren Buffett said, you know, while, you know, with my wife and I and raising this child and the children that we plan to have in the future, how important it is to instill this in them. But it really did take me, I felt so great for her, so happy I can provide that for her. And I was just thinking to myself, I could, you know, talk about the details, but I'm telling you, nothing like that happened, you know. As a matter of fact, I really have never really known my dad. I mean, I can just imagine what it was like when I was 3 months old with their situation. I told the story where I met him for the first time, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It wasn't for the first time, since I was like 14 or whatever. I just thought that trust, that connection that we're building in her, so she can worry about the other tough stuff. She's starting off on a higher level where she has that trust and connection that, you know, when she steps on the ground, it's going to be there for her, that the roof isn't going to come in emotionally. I'm saying that figuratively. What I'm working so hard to provide for her, my wife and I, where she can worry about all the other stuff that's important, the next level stuff. And I realized that, you know, my mother didn't have any of that at all. And maybe it wasn't created for me, but it was a gigantic step from what she, the route she could have gone, or maybe her siblings, to where what she has created for me. And it may not be, you know, the ideal situation, but what did it do? It created what it did create for me, far, far better than the challenges that she had. She created a gigantic gap. And what is it my job? It's to create a gigantic gap, you know, for my children, you know. But again, it's not about what you have, you don't have. It's about creating that gap. My mother obviously had a lot of things to do to become the person, to make that wide gap. You know, I am very proud of her, and she should be very proud of herself for that gap that she's created. I'm working hard to create the biggest gap that I have, you know. And when, look, I'll tell you, when you see somebody who is successful, I don't care what it is, man, I'll tell you, you're doing yourself no favors by minimizing, diminishing what they've done, compromising, oh, well, this, and this, and give them all these excuses for why they're successful. That's not, that may make you feel better in the short term, but that's just, it's, again, you are only looking at other people because of what it does for you. If you were to look at that person and say, you know, I don't know how this guy became successful, but they don't just hand success out on a silver platter. If he's become 1 out of 10 in this particular area, I'm doing myself no favors by trying to cut him down or say he really didn't earn it or whatever. It would first of all, you don't know. That's just the easiest thing that the 9 say about the 1. You don't want to be one of those guys, all right? You need to use your imagination instead of trying to imagine ways where he didn't really deserve it and do just the opposite and say, wow, you know, maybe he sucks in this area or he isn't this and he isn't that, but man, he paid the price to earn that he became. You know, I happen to know, you know, a few doctors and a few dentists, and I'll just tell you something about them. First of all, let's just focus on the positive thing. What a respectful occupation to be a dentist or a doctor, all the school that you went to, the risk that you took, the money that you invested, right? That's a cornerstone, something to be respected in society. Also, if they do it right, they can earn a lot of money. So they can have the nice cars and the nice house. And the doctors and dentists that I know, they do have all those things. But let me just tell you something. That came with a price because, again, hey, if you're a doctor or a dentist, I don't mean to offend you, but generally, doctors and dentists are the biggest nerds in the world. They are so emotionally connected and so mentally inflexible to the regular world. And, you know, they their whole life through college and doctors and internship, they only hung around doctors. They would have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. That's how, you know, what I'm saying is they paid a tremendous price to have that occupation, to have those things, right? They paid a price. Everybody who's achieved something has paid a price. They had to go through the same challenges, type of challenges, maybe not the exact ones to become that. So you cutting them down and trying to minimize, you're just hurting yourself. Because you're just looking at, well, don't do that, right? The other thing about it is you think that when they've achieved this apparent success and you're cutting them down, you'll believe that when you achieve this level of success that you really want, you'll start believing that everybody's cutting you down. And I'll tell you that, you go look on the internet and you see all these people, oh, haters this, haters this, hater this. You know, my idea, if they're taking all that time, is that one point in time, they were a hater. They didn't think it was possible and popped off. Now they persisted, good for them, and they found a way to win. And now they've got it in their brain that everybody's a freaking hater. I'm not saying there's no haters, but God, these people who talk about haters, nobody gives a shit about you as much as you think and your success. They don't, first of all, they don't care about you personally. Again, it's just you are making them think about their life. And if you want to inspire people, you know, you're going to have to take the risk of making people feel uncomfortable too. Don't worry about the haters. Don't talk about the haters. But again, my guess is that they were a hater at one time. That's why they think that everybody's a hater. You know what I mean? I'll tell you this, and I'm sure this isn't true now that I sit here and think about it. But sometimes I wonder, why don't I have a lot of haters? You know, the thing is, I probably do. I just don't look at that, you know? I just don't see it that way because I wasn't a hater on my way up. Certainly not in the bodybuilding and fitness world. So just condition that. It's that person that you become, and you know, understand the person who's successful, they had to go through that same journey. Right? Now here's the caution. And this is something I got to gut check myself all the time about all this. Right? Is that sometimes being so proud of your past accomplishments or who you've become, it could be like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It can make you feel too good in the moment. You got to have that balance between pain and pleasure and satisfaction and appreciation to that hunger, like you're not happy, you're not satisfied, right? It's this balance that you got to play with yourself in your own head. So that you keep driven moving forward. And I'm going to confess, and sometimes I've been so proud of myself, so happy of myself and the skill sets and my accomplishment. It served as a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It took the fire out of my belly to accomplish a lot of things on my list and my dream board because I didn't realize. I was too fat and happy. My past accomplishments, the person who I've become, the person who can confidently get on this podcast and share my opinion of life. You know, I'll tell you something. Sometimes I think as I'm rolling on these podcasts, I'm thinking, you know, who the hell do I think I am that people want to give a shit about my top 10 lessons? You know, and I start to think, wow. But fortunately, I guess, or unfortunately, depending on this, I guess it would be fortunately if you're listening to this podcast, right? That you're glad that I did have so much confidence to share my life lessons, right? But sometimes I sit here and think, who the hell am I to assume that they want to hear what the hell I have to say, right? I'm just saying is that too much appreciation for who you become can take the edge off that stuff that you really want. And that may be something for you to think about. That maybe you have accomplished a lot, you have achieved a lot, and you're focusing on that. And if you've got these things on your goal list or your dream board that you don't seem like you're getting closer, you know, maybe you're too proud of who you are and what you've accomplished. It's time to reevaluate and just crank up the standards a little bit. Crank up the standards. I think about this all the time. It's like, you know, why is somebody who has a body that's pretty good, why, you know, is he really happy with that and satisfied. And you can just tell in his body language that he's really happy. And then you have someone who has twice the body and they're not happy. It's whatever signals that they put in their mind to be happy, to be satisfied, right? You know, I think about recording artists, right? Why is there a recording artist that's going like for years and years and years, 30 years later, they're still traveling, still pumping out music, right? It can't be about the money. It can't be about what they've accomplished. There's something that they still have that hunger and desire, and there's more to accomplish, and they go on for 30 years. And then you got a pop star that, in my opinion, is just as talented, and they've got two hit songs, and then they're done with it. Man, they go on to something else in their life. Hey, that was a nice little stage in my life. Right? It's how they view it, that hunger, that satisfaction, and how it's all balanced out. So sometimes if you're just too proud of the person you've become to this point, it could get in the way of those bigger things, and you need to recalibrate that whole feeling, that whole experience. And, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. Again, because, you know, what I have to admit to myself is sometimes a little bit too proud of the things that I've been able to accomplish and do, and that's getting in the way of that hunger, desire to accomplish all those big, huge things. I got to become a bigger person. No matter what you may think or I may think at times of, you know, where I start, what I've come, you've heard all my stories, and you know about, you know, some of my accomplishments, right? That's okay. You become a good person, really good person, very good person. But Skip, you want awesome and amazing things. So a good person, a very good person, and the skill set and the mindset that goes along to that is only giving you very good things. You want awesome things? Time to step up my game. Maybe I shouldn't be so satisfied. And so, you know, appreciative, right? So playing with that balance. That's the downside of really enjoying the journey. So I want to, you know, just bookmark that thought if you're having that challenge. All right, here we go. Again, another podcast that I thought was going to last 10 minutes. Get filled with the Holy Spirit as I'm talking to you on these Morning Connection podcasts. So let's wrap up this podcast by following through, whether we go longer or shorter. Let's just go through it. What's that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? All the things you accomplished, you stepped a little past what you would normally do on that particular day. Maybe you accomplished bigger things in the past or more in the past. No, but yesterday it was the biggest thing that you accomplished that you put yourself through, and it created more self-esteem, right? What was that cool moment? Not necessarily an achievement, but something you said, hey, life is good. You know, life is good at this particular moment. What was that cool moment for you? You know, that accomplishment, that cool moment, did you realize it when it was happening? All right. And what's that thing in life that you really, really want? 3 seconds, let's focus on that one thing. Let's get that picture in our mind, make it crisp and clear and in detail. Step in the picture. Sight, sound, emotion, smells. You're in the picture. 3 seconds starting now. And three. All right, just a little bit every single day. Our exercise, our mental and emotional exercise. All right, so that's going to conclude this Morning Connection podcast, number 97. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.